bakery, deli. Do you know what my life would be? There was a BC and an AD date for me, and that BC AD date for me was when I found out that cheese wasn't cheese.
Before cheese, BC?
Yes, before cheese. Before cheese. That this thing came out, and I'm looking for cheese. You know, like when you buy like singles of cheese, it doesn't say cheese because it's not cheese. When you go get your boar's head cheese from Ingles, it's cheese. And not only that, it's so much less processed. Meats and cheeses, deli department. Get it. Do it. Boar's head, what a company. Ingles, what a company. That's a match made in heaven. My great friends over at Ingles, low prices, love the savings. Get those tailgates ready. QCT's a friend of mine. And I'm going to miss QCT in eternity. Because QCT might be headed in a little different direction than we are. QCT gets in and says, I don't care, or I couldn't care less about Dolly Parton. And then had a sports take. QCT, repent, friend. Repent on the Dolly take. Or else, as I told you the text, our elevators will be heading in two different directions, pal, when you kick it. You got the rest of your life to repent it. You need to repent the Dolly take.
You don't.
Who couldn't care less about Dolly Parton?
Here's where I see it. You don't have to be the biggest fan of her music. I'm not her biggest fan of all her songs. I don't know all her songs. But I can sit here and say, wow, she meant a lot to our nation, her state, her community, and she was amazing to people. And it's a sad day when you lose somebody like that.
We found the one guy. The one guy. On a different note, hey, I got this. How about this one? Good morning, Mr. Mickey. It's your friend Susanna. It's my sister's birthday, and I hope that you can tell her happy birthday. Thank you, and go Tigers. Well, there you go. Birthday girl, birthday girl, birthday girl. Birthday girl, 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 birthday girl. Good job. Good job. I hope you have many, many, many more. Awesome stuff.
I feel like somebody's about to bring me out like a cake at a restaurant.
Yes.
Somebody's about to bring me out a complimentary pudding.
Yes.
That song.
Austin gets in. Gosh, QCT. QCT, come on, man. Now, his sports take, I'll get to. QCT, he's got three beautiful kids. Your kids can go to the library today and get a book because of Dolly's program. Anybody under five, can you look that up for me? What the parameters are for Dolly's library initiative? Here's what I know. Hundreds of millions of books given out to kids because of Dolly Parton. Come on, QCT. He does go on to say, conference and teams could band together like they did in the Sorsby ruling and self-govern and stop all this ridiculous rulings today. But they haven't. Hopefully these conference decisions are finally the start of that and they stand pat with the inevitably overruled federal judge again. We'll see, QCT. Besides that, Ms. Lincoln, how's the play? Can't get over the Dolly Parton take. Anyway, yes. You see, here's where you do have teeth, and you can fight back. You don't have to take it. You can say, yeah, he might be eligible, but we can tell you that if you play him, we'll suspend you.
I think it's genius.
There are ways to go about it.
I was still looking at the Imagination Library.
Yes.
In a very different scope of things this morning, but the parameters were, it says it's a book gifting program that mails free high quality books to children from birth to age five, no matter the income. So it started in 1995, and I believe you just apply, and if you're five and under,
they mail you books.
They mail you books.
Hundreds of millions of books. Can I find a stat for me? How many books did the Imagination Library send out?
I know it said at least a million. Pretty cool. And the kid gets a total of 60 books by the time they turn five.
That's 60 books
per kid. That's awesome.
Yeah. Tech said, if every wealthy person in the world did what Dolly Parton did with their money, the world would be a much better place.
Yes.
How about us non-wealthy people? Let's just do what we can do too. She showed us how to live.
Over 300 million books delivered.
300 million books. Forget the acting. Forget the singing. Forget the amusement park. Forget everything else. She gave 300 million books to kids. What? Mitch gets in this morning. My one-year-old daughter gets Dolly books monthly. Gonna cry next time I get one. Woo! Texted 325 million books. Unbelievable.
That's incredible. Yeah, just on our text line, we're getting a bunch of texts in saying my daughter, my kid, whatever, they got books from Dolly. Oh, precious.
And Susanna gets back in. Thank you so much. She heard it right before she got dropped off at school. She's beaming now. Happy Wednesday, of course. Both my daughters get books from Dolly every month, and they say, our best friend Dolly sent us another book. QCT, we all have the right to be wrong, and we all have the right to say dumb stuff. We'll let you repent that one. Come on, bud. Check back in and say, you know what? After further review, the text has been overruled. First down,
first
Dolly
down.
Parton.
First down, Dolly.
Yeah. All right. The sport, to me, the long-term ramifications, SEC, Big Ten pushback. In case you have not seen it, the SEC joined the Big Ten yesterday in a unanimous opposition to athletes leaving the NFL and returning to college teams, swiftly passing a new conference rule that gives Commissioner Greg Sankey full authority to enforce it, quote, with penalties, unquote. Now, here's what's interesting, and here's the true, even bigger story. By the way, that's a massive story. There is a chance that there are people reporting now, there's a chance this could have long-term ramifications for Lane Kiffin.
Let's talk it through.
Lane Kiffin, we now find out, was not just this innocent bystander that these guys happened to get in touch with once they got cut. Lane Kiffin was contacting players and getting them, persuading them to sue the NCAA for their eligibility back in case they got released by the NFL. In the NCAA bylaws, anything you're doing to against the and I had to go back and find the verbiage of it, but basically, you can't go as a member institution, head coach member institution, you can't go and try to damage the association like this. Lane Kiffin could be facing potentially huge ramifications because he was trying to get people to sue the NCAA. If you did this in your company, if you went around, let's say you work for Clorox, and you went around and you tried to get other employees to sue the company, you would be fired if they found that out. You'd be dismantled to find that out. If you're a lawyer and trying to get other people to sue people, other to sue other law firms, you'd be disbarred. Like, there's a chance, and I don't know where it's coming yet, and I doubt it will come to this. But if it can be proven that Lane Kiffin was persuading athletes to sue the NCAA, then the NCAA would have everything in their bylaws. It says it, and he's in his contract. He signs. He's got to abide by these bylaws. That this could be the end of Lane Kiffin. I don't think it's going to be, but just keep an eye on that one. 7/17 on August 26, 2026. You first heard that here.
Now that there are some public guidelines from the SEC.
Yeah.
About what to do, which, by the way, the Big Ten started. Because the SEC made their first statement with, that was a nothing burger, right?
Yeah.
Then the Big Ten actually comes out with something. Anyway, now that there's actually something out there, if he were to go and do that again and try to get people to sue and try to get an extra year eligibility, I think it'd be a different story. His defense would be he was operating in the gray area, which we know doesn't make it right and doesn't make it okay. But now, if that's he not goes gray up and area. Does that stuff.
Yeah. But that's not gray area. When you're right, trying to get someone to sue the association that you're supposedly work under the umbrella of,
yeah,
that ain't good.
No.
Here's what happened to the SEC yesterday. The Big Ten, the SEC came out and made a statement. Said, we don't like this. The Big Ten said, oh, yeah, we don't like it, and we're going to ban the athletes doing it. And the SEC said, yeah, we are too then. We are too. You know what it's like? It's like when say, a hurricane comes and Coke says, we're gonna donate $10,000 to the cause. And then Pepsi says, we're going to donate $100 million to the cause. The coach says, oh, yeah, we're going to do $100 million too then.
Yeah, we're going to do $101 million, actually.
Yeah, actually, we meant $100 million, not $10,000.
$100 million and
$10,000. Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Totally.
The Big Ten forced the SEC's hand. The SEC wanted to do it anyway. The Big Ten stepped out there.
That was huge.
Now, here's another extremely interesting part of this. Source told Pete Thamel the vote to implement the policy was 16-0 in the SEC.
I was going to say this, which means that either LSU was backing Kiffin when this happened, and then they changed their minds when they got pressured, or he went rogue and didn't tell anybody at the school and just started bringing in these NFL players. Either way, gross.
Ew. Yeah, ew. Yes.
Ew.
Yes.
What is going on? This is the best thing, though. With the Luke Ferrelli situation, with the Brendan Sorsby situation, even though we as fans and normal people know this isn't true, these people have operated under the guise of, well, there's no rules, there's no guidelines, so we're just doing what we have to do. Now there's something set in stone to where you cannot say, oh, well, I thought X, Y, or Z. No. The Big Ten comes out and says, okay, that's fine if you want to operate in a gray area. However, your coach ain't going to be there for half the season. I love that. I think it's genius.
Have you ever seen the Michael Douglas movie Falling Down?
No, tell me.
It's 1993. He's this businessman, and his wife left him, took his kids, and he got fired from his job. And he goes in this restaurant and orders his food, and the people are rude to him. The food's cold. They don't give him his order, and they yell back at him, whatever. And finally, he leaves, goes, buys this, like, semi-automatic weapon, comes back in, holds everybody hostage, like, I've had enough. And I'm not saying that's what we're doing, but it's almost like he had just had enough, man. He had just taken it and taken it and taken it and taken it. And he'd had enough. Now, he shouldn't have done what he did. Held these people hostage, and it wasn't good. But the point is, we as fans, we took it. And yep. We took it, and we took it. And we ain't taking it anymore, Brendan Sorsby. And we ain't taking it anymore. I do ain't on purpose there. We ain't taking it anymore, Lane Kiffin.
We talk about Dolly Parton a lot today as a force that universally brought people together because she was such a positive. This is the opposite situation where you have something that's such a stark negative that it's brought everybody together. All these rivalries we're talking about, they're all joined by, hey, this isn't right. Which gives me a lot of hope for the future of the sport.
Me too. We're fighting back. We ain't taking it no more.
Cue the song.
We're not going to. Yeah. Let's go. We're fighting back.
There's something. And in the meantime, all right, let me point you to this. LSU's focus with all this drama. The legal drama. The Lane Kiffin drama. The media circus. That's a bonus to Clemson.
Oh, sure.
That's a huge plus to Clemson.
Sure, sure. It's a huge plus to everybody that has any kind of morals, ethics, and values.
Right, but entering into game
one. Oh, for game. Yeah. And I wonder how much those guys would have played, how much of that. I just think it is a huge statement for, man, we can fight back. We don't have to lose everything. We can fight back.
We can do something.
It feels so empowering. We've lost and lost and lost and lost and lost and now I feel like Pat Dye taking over Auburn, and we're not going to be Alabama's doormat anymore. We're not going to be we're not going to be every circuit court, appellate court judge doormat anymore. We're coming out with our own rules. And if you don't like it, don't play. We're fighting back. Let's go. Greg Sankey.
Fired up.
Let's go. And to be honest with you, if Lane Kiffin has to lose his job as a result of going behind the back and insubordination of the NCAA or trying to get people to coercing guys to sue the NCAA, hey, man, there's got to be some collateral damage. I'm sorry, Lane Kiffin. Have fun.
Tiniest possible violence.
Have fun coaching Lab High School in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We'll come back. Dr. Steve Martin joins us. I've got some questions about age and what concerns do we have at 30, 40, and 50? Has the body aged? What do we need to look at? Short break. Come back. Much more to this.
Food, fun, and a whole lot of football.
The Roar's 2026 Bud Light College Football Kickoff Show will be live from Southern Weaving Food Hall in Easley.
August 27th from 5 to 8 p.m.
Come out and meet all your favorite hosts and producers.
The Roar, where every day is game day.
Best Buy Metals, an incredible company right here. They've got a great office right here in Greenville. And speaking of Tennessee, they've got offices up in Tennessee as well. And I know it's a very proud company for that state as well. We love Best Buy Metals. Metal roofing, metal shingles, metal buildings. If you're a builder, let's get with these folks so they can talk to you much more about these unbelievable products. What's the advantage of a metal roof? Well, how about low maintenance? How about lifetime warranty? That roof will be here longer than you. So let's get in touch with the great friends at Best Buy Metals. Let's learn more about their products, see if they can help you out. They got a product visualizer. It's going to look great to get your home and see what a new metal roof could look like for you. Building a house or replace the current roof in your house. Get in touch with the good folks. It's bestbuymetalroofing.com.
The games may end, but the opinions never stop.
You're totally off base on this.
105.5 and 97.5.
Big part of training and athletes. Some continue that. I did it earlier in my 20s. I don't do anything now. But I'll get your advice on how your body changes, how supplements could change, or your thoughts on what supplements are helping and hurting and how to go about that and educate us on what we need to know about the pros and cons and dangers of all this.
So it's a good topic, obviously a big, big topic. And I think that before we get into the supplements, I don't care what decade you're in, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, without doing any supplements, your most important things are those pillars that we've talked about before.
Yep.
So in other words, if you're a golfer, Mickey, and you know, if you really want to improve your game, is that going out and buying a new driver or is that going to the practice, range and practicing, right?
Right.
And so the practice is what's really required. You know, we could give Scotty Scheffler, you know, a set of used rental clubs, and he's still going to play, you know, golf well. And so it's the practice of life is more important than trying to buy health. So that would be my first comment. And so that's eating right, sleeping right, exercising right. And if you do those things, if you eat right, as an example, you're getting all the nutrients that you need. Now, there are situations in life and in these different decades, because they have different demands on our life, where you may not be able to do that. Let's just take your 30s. You probably have young kids. You're not sleeping well. Life is pretty chaotic. You're not able to eat as healthy because you're working, you're coming home, you don't have time to cook a good meal, so you eat fast food. You know, and so there are times in life where the demands of life keep you from being this perfect, human, so to speak, from a health standpoint. And that's okay. That's just part of life. And so I think there are situations there where you may not be getting enough of the nutrients that you need, and taking some, you know, healthy supplements might help you. As you get later in life, I think the GI tract may not absorb some nutrients as well. You may not be able to ingest as much protein as you would like, and you need to go to the supplement route to make up for some deficiencies with what you're able to do. So there are times where I think adding to what you do is okay. For the most part, there's not many supplements that we need. And my fine print, you know, disqualification on this topic is I'm a zero expert on supplements. But what happens is the FDA does not regulate supplements. They're not considered a drug from that is regulated. And so the problem with supplements is what you see on the bottle is not necessarily what you get. And a lot of these companies that make supplements, they make one thing during the day, and then they make something different during the night with the same machinery. And so there is contaminants within these supplements. And so that's where we get into it sometimes with the athletes is we may be getting a reputable supplement, but there was contaminants within the machinery, you know, and so it's not tested, and then they test for whatever. So it's a difficult market. But of the supplements that we might need, it still seems that most of us are relatively low on vitamin D. That's throughout life. We're not getting the normal sunlight, and even if we do, we're not converting the vitamin D in our skin to the vitamin D that we need in our bodies. And that's a natural process built in is through sunlight. But most of us, when we test these athletes at Clemson and test ourselves, are running on the low normal or even low side. So I think it's reasonable to have vitamin D supplementation. All the other supplements, including multivitamins, if you're eating a reasonable diet, really are not needed. There are times, like during pregnancy, where your demands are doubled, obviously, that you need a prenatal supplement from a vitamin standpoint. As we age, we need to make sure that we're getting enough protein. Protein intake is important for any of the people out there that are on the newer GLP-1 drugs. They need to make sure they're getting enough protein supplementation. You know, as an example, before we do surgery on, let's say, a knee replacement, we're checking the body's protein stores because that's how you heal your wound. In other words, that's how you heal using that protein, and it's important to have an adequate protein store. So your diet is important. That can generally take care of your protein. Obviously, lean proteins, make them high in you know, fish and chicken and the leaner meats when you do your protein. There are vegetable sources of protein as well if you're a vegetarian. And so I think adequate protein intake is important. There is some data on creatine. You know, the creatine is a part of our energy mechanism in our body, and it drives some of our energy cells. And if we are trying to build muscle mass, taking a daily dose of creatine, 5 grams a day, there's some data that suggests the brain functions obviously on the same energy stores, and taking a slightly higher dose may help with some brain functions as we age. But for the most part, from an athletic standpoint, you know, if you look at what, as an example, what Clemson's doing, we have some just high-end nutritionists they're mostly focused on what the athletes are eating. They take some minor supplements, but nothing that is going to change what that diet intake is going to do. And so the supplement market, they advertise all these wonderful things, but there is very little data on that. The newer, hotter topic is some of the peptides and some of the things. We still have just not enough data to guide in an adequate way what to do and what not to do. And so if you're going to go into the supplement market, make sure you're using a reputable company, number one. That's most important, because if you're, let's say you're taking melatonin for sleep, the melatonin dosing of what you get is not anywhere close to maybe what's on the bottle. And so you got to use a reputable company, do your due diligence to make sure this is one that's been sorted out. If you're going to go beyond some of these supplements into the newer supplements, make sure you really spend the time. Don't just listen to somebody at the gym that's saying, hey, I take this and I feel like I'm 20 years old again. Be very skeptical of, you know, single advertisements, so to speak. And so that would be my take on it, Mickey.
I felt like I was talking to Dabo. I asked one question for the whole segment, which is great, which is what I wanted anyway. But the other part of it, well, I do have some follow-up, a couple of quick ones. Two people got in and say, I work outside. Is it possible to get too much vitamin D? And so if you do work outside, do you need to still supplement vitamin D?
So there are some specific vitamins that we call fat-soluble vitamins that can be stored in the body, and you can get too high a dose. I have seen too high a level one time on vitamin D, so it's kind of hard to do. Yeah. But I think if you work outside a lot, you probably don't. But the next time you go and get your annual physical, have them include a vitamin D level with your blood testing, and just see where you are. And that's the same thing with the dosing of it. You know, if you're you know, somebody that doesn't go outdoors, you know, you ought to be taking it every day. And that comes in different forms. Vitamin D3 is the most common form that's out there. You can get it without a prescription. It comes in what we call international units. And I would say just about everybody, if you're not spending time outdoors, ought to do, 1,000 international units a day. And then, you know, check a level the next time you're at your doctor for your annual physical.
All right, Doc, final minute here. Our kids take multivitamins, like these little Paw Patrol vitamins, whatever. It's a little gummy, whatever. And we do it by dosage, right, by age on it. Is that valuable? Is that not valuable? We're doing anything as far as kids and vitamins?
I'll go back to my original thing, data on a multivitamin, you know, I think that I would concentrate on getting them the best healthy diet that goes across the spectrum of the food sources, and you're going to get everything you need. It's reasonable to supplement with a once a day, you know, vitamin. I wouldn't be married to having it taking it every single day. I would concentrate on their diet more than I would their daily multivitamin.
I love that segment. I love those answers. It's very helpful. I can't thank you enough. I didn't ask in the beginning. Everything good in Dr. Martin's life?
Absolutely awesome, Mickey. Couldn't be better. We are getting fired up to go to Baton Rouge.
Let's do it. Doc, the best, my friend. Let's talk next week. Have a great week, as I know you will. And I can't thank you enough. Hope you have a great day.
Take care, Mickey.
You too. Dr. Steve Martin, head orthopedic surgeon, Clemson University Athletics, Prisma Health, Blue Ridge Orthopedics, dear friend of the show, and as Ashby says, GOAT. Love that. One open phone line segment before Dane Young talks Georgia and Andrew Oliphant talks golf, so I'd love to hear from you about the SEC and Big Ten's decision, about the Braves game last night, about the PGA's new format, or about the good golf, anything else on your mind. One more segment after this.
What's up, everybody? Sam Jones here. Join Ashby Mixon and me live on Friday night as we take on week 2 of the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Ingles. This week, we're off to Daniel High School, where the Lions will play host to BHP in a powerhouse pairing that you're not going to want to miss. When two of the best teams in the upstate square off, the Roar's got you covered. We'll be live at 7 p.m. for pregame and 7:30 for kickoff, right here on the Roar, where every day is game day.
My friends at Elkmont Trading Company will be getting a visit from the Plyler family here very soon. My wife informs me that with the remaining money on her gift card, that she's going to get some athletic shoes, and they might be on running shoes. I don't know. We'll see. I would suggest she get some very nice athletic socks over there as well. And maybe, you know, while we're there, we'll get some Viore and some good exercise stuff, exercise apparel. We love all those great name brands, the L.L. Bean and the Birkenstock and the On Running and the Costas and the Maui Gyms. I've got to do these, the Filson stuff. I've got to do the speaker stuff. I've got to do all that. We love Elkmont Trading Company, 93-123. You make your way into Clemson in the next couple of weeks. It is a must stop for you. See our good friends at ElkmontTradingCompany.com.
From the I-85 gridlock to the Esso parking lot. Stop!
Your sports talk escape.
We are 105.5 and 97.5.
We love you, Dolly.
I'm going to Dollywood today just to go up. You see all the people outside our house?
No.
People dropping flowers and stuff? Man. Anyway. All right. Let me tell you about our North Hills Auto. Done right. On time. First time. Guaranteed. This segment brought to you by great friends at North Hills Automotive. One of the things that I admire about smart people is how they do an incredible job. My neighbor across the street, she's awesome, and she is resourceful. And so yesterday she's putting gravel out in this ditch because she had some erosion stuff. She's taking care of it. You take care of it in advance. They have an annual inspection deal going on over at North Hills Auto. And it's a 120-point inspection. So you stay up to date and not out of pocket. So you don't get any surprises with your automobile. It's 120-point. They check your brakes and your fluids and all your your pressure test, your cooling system and antifreeze and light bulbs and all the gauges and the horn and the suspensions and the steering and the axles and the wheel bearings. They do all this every year, tire pressures and tire treads and wear patterns. And they keep you up to date with your car every year. And it costs $119.95 a year. But with it, besides knowing what your car is going and doing, with it, you get four oil changes and filter changes for the year. It's only $119.95. What a deal. And you stay on top of it. What a great job by North Hills Automotive. Butler Road, Augusta Street, two great locations, 40 years of doing it right. It's North Hills Automotive, northhillsauto.com. The doing it right first time guaranteed, I'll just say this. I guarantee you that the Braves, Dodgers, or the Braves and Brewers will meet again in the playoffs. And one thing I tell you is that the Braves have done very well against these teams now, and they proved it again last night. The Atlanta Braves with a major win last night. And they've kind of got the Dodgers number a little bit here. And let me go pitching matchups. Bear with me a second here while I do pitching matchups for today, in the next 2 days. This is a really big – I felt like it was a big message sent to the Dodgers. Dodgers have been struggling. You know, the Braves are only three games behind the Dodgers right now. So for the next 2 days, you've got tonight, Smith Solver goes up against Sasaki. And then tomorrow night, so that's not going to be your primetime matchup you'll see in the playoffs. Tomorrow night, Yamamoto versus Chris Sale. Now, that's a playoff kind of a deal. But guarantee the Braves will play either the Dodgers or the Brewers in the playoffs. And this is going to be another big series to prove that. They did great against the Brewers last time, but they did well the first time around. They did great against the Dodgers first time around. The Braves are 3-1 against the Dodgers this year. Big time stuff. Hey, our great friends are at North Hills Automotive. You want it done on time. Done right on time, first time guaranteed, northhillsauto.com. I've got a quick story. So this Friday night, you are doing Daniel and BHP. You on the broadcast?
Yes, me and Sam.
All right. Is this your first color analyst? Are you color analyst?
Yes.
Okay.
First time.
Can't wait. You got a rivalry game. You got two historic teams in the state of South Carolina, like two of the better programs in the history of the state of South Carolina. Two former state championship teams.
Let's go.
Two very proud programs. Is it at Daniel or is it at BHP?
At Daniel.
Let me give you a couple
the
of BHP.
Lines.
Let me give you a couple of BHP stories. Belt and Honey Path Bears. Our friend Ron Scarborough passed away this week. Ron Scarborough, who I worked with at WCCP for years, is one of our great sales guys. He did a Friday night scoreboard show. He also did on another station, and he would host down in Belton. And he'd take call-ins. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? And it was, hey, Ron, this is Tom from over in Pickens. I want to tell you, we beat the Green Wave tonight, 61-41. It was a great game for us. My son scored a touchdown, and my daughter's a cheerleader. We're really proud of the Blue Flame tonight, Ron. Appreciate you. Love listening to you. And he gives scores of games. People call in, right? The cheerleaders are calling from the bus.
I love it.
Nothing better, though, when it's BHP, and he was in Belton, and people stopped by, and you hear people honk out from the crowd, honk out from the cars, or come by the restaurant, wherever he's at. And they'd be talking about the great win by the Bears, and they'd say, how about the Bears? And so I always wondered, like, do they actually have watering holes in BHP, or are they actually talking about the football team? The Bears.
That's the rumor on the street, Mickey. The Bears.
How about them Bears?
How about them Bears?
My favorite BHP story ever. A dear friend of mine lives, I don't know if he lives in Belton or Honey Path. I think he probably lives, but not really near either one of them. But he would go to the games on Friday night. He lives down in that area. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what this means. And I need some interpretation on it. Much like Shinebo. But they're playing, I think, Daniel one night, and I'm over there. We're doing high school football on Friday night TV stuff. And my buddy was there, and he sent me a text what somebody said to him. And I asked him about it later, and he said, text, I take no slander against the BHP. How about the Bears? And the guy said, no, by the way, they tailgated BHP for hours. And this game was one of those, like, region championship games. And so we get there at 4. The game's at 7. We get there at 4, and people are tailgating.
Of course.
And the place is packed. And, like, an hour before the game, the stadium is packed. Like,
come on.
First come, first serve. You got to get a good seat. The whole community, everybody who ever lived in Belton or Honeypath is there, right? And my buddy said that, they did the national anthem. They did the coin toss, and they're playing the music right before they're about to kick off. And he said, this guy beside him stands up and says, groceries been done, bought, time to go to work. Now, for the life of me, I don't know what groceries been done, bought, and what time to go to work in the football game had to do with each other.
I need to write this in my notes app.
Groceries been done bought
to use
time
this.
To go to work.
Groceries been done bought.
Yes.
Honestly?
Yes.
I'd be ready to run through a brick wall.
Let's go.
I think that's my favorite variation of Hayes in the Barn I've ever heard.
Hayes in the Barn, I guess. That's maybe Ingles needs to sponsor that. Groceries been done bought, time to go to work. And Stevie from Sipsville is trying to get me to tell you this story for weeks now, and I will, but since it's along the same lines.
Okay.
I'm in the Orange Bowl. Clemson, Miami. My good friend Russ is down there. We had a very interesting day that day. Clemson wins this game down in Miami. But we are – it's a dangerous neighborhood. My friend Russ, we take a limousine to the game because I'm a friend from Russ, obviously. Of course, he takes a limousine. Anyway, and the driver said, hey, man, I'm going to drop you off, but I can't park here. Just text me after go, whatever, but I can't stay. It's a bad neighborhood, the old Orange Bowl. And so we get there, and these – 3 or 4 jersey-wearing Miami fans in their early 20s who had these, like, little pencil-thin mustaches come up to us. We got our Clemson gear on. And they ask us a couple of questions. And they were trying to intimidate us, like, do you want to fight kind of a thing. And the questions they asked was, is you lost, yo? Is you need a map, yo? And I'm like, no, I'm at the game. I think I'm here. It's the Orange Bowl, and my team's about to play. So, no, I'm not lost, but is you lost, yo? Is you need a map, yo? So.
Listen, maybe he was just trying to be helpful.
He was trying to. He was like a, yeah.
Maybe
a
he was
tour guide
exactly.
Around the place. Yes.
Just
yes.
A local.
I should have told him. No, I ain't lost. Groceries been done, bought. Time to go to work.
It's time to go to work.
When we come back, Dane Young will talk about the SEC's decision. It didn't affect Georgia. We'll get his thoughts on it. Hour number 2.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560. Cowpens. 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
The countdown
is on.
10 days until Clemson Tiger football. Presented by Ingles.
Ingles. Low prices.
Love the savings.
At the Sellers want to throw. Looking, goes across the middle, ball batted up in the air, and it's picked! Ricardo Jones at the 10, gonna take it into the end zone! Touchdown!
10 days until Clemson Tiger football.
105.5,
97.5, The Roar,
where every day is game day.
Engineer Sleep does an absolutely amazing job with your beds, the best mattresses in the world, I'm telling you, and thousands of dollars cheaper. When you talk to Engineer Sleep, ask them about the big box companies and the shortcuts they take and what their gimmicks are, their gimmicks in the mattress industry. Don't fall for that. Go with the best. Go do the Goldilocks challenge. Too soft, too firm, just right. I would also tell you my advice to you is get a firm mattress or the firmest one you can that's still comfortable, orthopedic-wise. They'll give you that one as well. Get to our good friends over Engineer Sleep, 333 North Pleasantbury Drive. I don't shop anymore. I don't go to malls. I don't go to stores. Don't mind going over Engineer Sleep, though, checking out our new bed, the Today mattress, the best mattress in the world, under $500 as well. You're going to love it. It's Engineer Sleep and engineersleep.com.
The only thing louder than the Upper Deck on a Saturday.
Score! The Upstate Sports Authority.
105.5 and 97.5.
The Roar.
Where every day is game day.
On September 2nd, DraftKings Game Day arrives with massive deals, exclusive deals, and an all-day celebration built for sports fans. All